The vine has an ancient history. Fossilized Vitus, which is morphologically close to contemporary vines, and which appeared at the beginning of the Tertiary Age, has been found from Alaska and Greenland to France and from Italy to Japan. The modern vine, Vitis vinifera, propagated by birds long before man arrived on the scene, grows spontaneously in temperate Western Asia, in Central and Southern Europe, and in North Africa. The first records of wine growing were in Armenia some 9 to 10,000 years ago. But it also undoubtedly began independently in several regions of the Mediterranean basin around the same time. Legend has it that one day Noah saw a goat, inebriated after eating fruit from wild vines, unrelentingly attacking other animals. This gave him the idea of extracting the juice from this fruit, which obviously had remarkable powers. He planted a vine and fed it with lion's blood to give it strength, and lamb's blood to domesticate it. Noah thus produced the very first cultivated grapes. The vine was well known to the peoples of antiquity, for whom it was an important identity symbol, along with wheat and the olive tree. In each region where they were cultivated, growers developed their own skills and know-how for all stages of wine production, from vine to cask. In the Middle Ages, favourable climatic conditions spread wine growing far and wide. Wine was even made in Britain. In the Alps of Haute-Provence, vineyards covered nearly every sun-drenched slope up to the regions of Seine, the Ubaye, and the Briançonnais. By the French Revolution, there were about 1.5 million hectares of vineyards in France. This figure reached 2 million by 1850, but in the second half of the century, disease struck. First, oidium, which broke out in 1845, and then downy mildew several years later. Parasites like the pyralid moth larva and notably phylloxera, a plant bug imported from the US in 1865, nearly wiped out French vineyards for good. But the grafting of European varieties onto American plants resistant to phylloxera saved the vineyards of Europe. Today, France has 870,000 hectares of vines, which, depending on the year of course, produce between 55 and 6,500 million litres of wine.